The last two Illinois governors were brought down by scandal. Now the current governor, Pat Quinn, wants to give the state's voters the opportunity to throw him out of office. NPR's David Shaper explains.
With one of his immediate predecessors behind bars and the other awaiting trial, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn puts one reform measure above all others, recall.
Well, I think recall is the ultimate ethics measure for the people of Illinois. We've had two bad governors in a row, George Ryan and Rob Blagojevich, and a lot of voters were helpless to do anything about it.
Quinn says waiting 4 years for the next election to vote a governor out of office takes too long. As for the impeachment process, even though it ushered this former lieutenant governor into the state's top job, Quinn says it's too complicated and recall is preferable.
The recall process belongs to the people. It's not a political thing. It's not a legal thing. It's voters deciding upon reflection to vote no confidence in the incumbent.
So after months of resisting, Illinois lawmakers finally heeded Quinn's call to put a recall amendment to the state's constitution on the Illinois ballot next year. It would apply only to the governor's office, and many residents here seem to like the idea.
I'm assuming it's because of Blagojevich, right? Then yeah, I think it's a good idea to put the control back in the voters' hands.
Student Caitlin Musick says it's her American right to throw out a governor who's not doing the job, and Brandon Bailey of Chicago agrees.
I think that's a great idea. Why not? If he's performed poorly, why shouldn't we be able to withdraw him?
You know what? I have to tell you, this is such a corrupt place, Illinois and Chicago. I don't know what that would do.
Janet Davidson of Chicago, who's unemployed, sums up the cynicism of many voters here.
I think the whole system intrinsically here is corrupt. And so one goes and another one comes in. It's politics in Chicago.
Many political reformers agree and say recall is like using a topical ointment to salve a deep political cancer. 18 other states allow for elections to recall a governor, but it's rarely used. Before Gray Davis was recalled in California in 2003, the last successful recall of a sitting governor was in North Dakota in 1921. And Illinois' recall measure sets an especially high threshold for a recall election. 30 state legislators, 15 from each party, would have to sign affidavits to start the process. Then proponents would need to get hundreds of thousands of voters to sign petitions before a special recall election could be set. Cindy Canary is executive director of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform.
I think it's highly unlikely that we would ever see this particular measure, you know, put into place, and it is quite limited. Maybe it'll make us feel a little bit better, but I think we really have more fundamental work to do in Illinois.
Canary has spent more than a decade pushing for comprehensive campaign finance reform in Illinois, and this fall has finally had some success. Lawmakers approved the state's first ever limits on the amount individuals, businesses, and special interest groups can contribute to political candidates. There are new disclosure requirements for campaign contributions, too. But the new regulations don't go into effect until after next year's elections. And among the other loopholes, there are no limits on contributions from political parties. David Yepsen is director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University.
Money in politics is like water on a flat roof. It will find a way through. And so if you set up an elaborate system of limits, all you're going to do is create an elaborate system that politicians will use to get around it.
But other reform advocates say to have any limits on campaign contributions in Illinois is a huge step forward. And when coupled with improvements to state procurement and open government laws, among other measures, many say Illinois' political ethics laws are stronger now than they were when FBI agents knocked on Rod Blagojevich's door nearly a year ago. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.